Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, is holding weekly Bible studies. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
In his speech at the United Nations General Assembly, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu quoted many prophetic passages in his address to the United Nations delegates. Many media people made comment on the usage of scripture by a world leader at the United Nations. Prophecy Today broadcast partner David Dolan also was amazed with the Prime Minister's usage of prophetic passages of scripture.
Well, Jimmy, just first of all, I thought how remarkable it is that you can have a world leader, a leader of a country on earth, who can quote from ancient prophecies about his specific people group being scattered from the land and then returning to the land from all over the earth, as he quoted from the various prophets, and as he said, the scriptures say, never to be uprooted from it again. So he was just accurately quoting the Bible. By the way, Jimmy, you know, every week he has a Bible study with his son, and they go through the scriptures. They study them every Saturday, every Sabbath day. So he knows the Bible very, very well. I've heard him quote it before, and he knows it accurately. He knows the scriptures.
David Dolan with that report, also reporting that Prime Minister Netanyahu leads weekly Bible studies with his son, and in fact, the Prime Minister does know the scriptures very well. And that's the latest in my Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Prime Minister Netanyahu's knowledge of the scriptures gives the Israeli leader an understanding of the end of times scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Everybody was amazed by the usage of prophetic passages in the speech at the United Nations by Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel. Prime Minister Netanyahu actually sets a great example for all of us to study Bible prophecy as well. When you begin your study of Bible prophecy, you'll see that there are four major trends that can be found in the prophetic passages. Number one, the Jews will return to the land of their forefathers. And that has been the case over 150 years. It also talks about nations which will align themselves against the Jewish state of Israel. And as we look at current events unfolding in the Middle East, we know that is the case also. World leaders will work for peace, a resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and in fact, peace across the entire Middle East. And the last trend is that the Jews will prepare to build a temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. As I've talked about these four major trends, the Jews back in the land, Middle Eastern nations aligning themselves against the Jewish state of Israel, world leaders working to bring about peace in the Middle East, and the Jews preparing to build a temple on the Temple Mount, we see as we look at current events that the stage is being set for each of these trends to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...